well, I don't support defunding the police. I think the more important thing that is going on right now is looking at how the police are doing their work. And it's a opportunity and a moment to really capitalize on the energy on the ground and do real reform. So I take my lead from, you know, Jim Clyburn and the Congressional Black Caucus. They don't support defunding the police. Our bill does not defund the police. But there is a moment going on right now to really, like, take a second, take a beat, and reflect on whether this is the right way to be organized. Do we have the incentive structure right, or is it something that really needs major reforms? I don't love that slogan. It's not what I support. But I do support having the conversation at the national level.
Parts of what defund the police means to certain protesters when I talk to them is just reallocating funding from within the police department to go toward more community-based funding and approaches. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the bill, which is basically making sure that our community organizations who might be in a better position to handle things around the issue of mental health, sometimes on the issue of child welfare. You know, I think there's actually agreement that the police officers have become the, you know, organization of last resort on some of those things. And the idea is, can we incentivize and provide federal funding to organizations who could take some of that and do it in a different way, in, you know, a civilian way, but also take that off the police list of responsibilities. And I've had lots of conversations with a lot of community leaders over the past 3 weeks. First and foremost, the African-American leaders here in Lansing. And they'll say the same thing that some of the sheriffs and the police chiefs are saying. They don't want, you know, cops to be the front face of a lot of these social services. Neither do the cops. But, you know, we have to do it in a safe and responsible way. So that's what the bill tries to do, is incentivize community organizations to do some of these missions that I think the community and the cops would rather have someone else be doing.
And this bill is, you know, one situation in the House, but then after you pass it to the Senate, that's an entirely different situation. Republicans there are more reticent to do things like ban chokeholds or no-knock warrants. And, you know, they've said that qualified immunity, reducing that or winnowing that away, is a non-starter for them. Where's the common ground that you can find to actually get some reforms passed?
I mean, if you take a step back and think about it, because of what's going on the ground, because of the protests happening not just in big cities, but in small communities, certainly all over my district. I mean, I participated one in Holly. You know, 80 to 100 people in a majority white town. I mean, there is so much energy coming out of the ground that we now have the House with a piece of legislation, major police reform legislation. The Senate is working on a version. And today we expect the president will come out with an executive order. I don't think most people would have assumed we'd get that kind of interest in D.C., even if you asked them 6 weeks ago. So I think that that's a good thing that we're having that national conversation. But it's a process, and we are going to have to negotiate it. And the important thing to me is that the House of Representatives has a really comprehensive bill. The Senate has, you know, is likely to not be so comprehensive. We're going to negotiate. But I think the good news is that I hope out of everyone talking about this, we will have really pushed some serious reform, and that's an overall net positive.
Here in Lansing, the protests, some of them have culminated in calls for Mayor Schor's resignation, including, you know, separately, some of the local leaders of Black Lives Matter Lansing. Where do you stand on that?
I mean, listen, I work with Mayor Schor on a whole range of issues, and I think what we're going through right now is a conversation, a community conversation, not just here, but in lots of communities. And let's have that conversation. I believe Mayor Schor has demonstrated that he wants to have that conversation. He's doing a ton of engagement with people. He's out there talking to folks, and he's hearing from his critics and from his supporters. I think that's what creates change. And you're already watching him make announcements about things that he's going to do differently with police funding, That is how things are supposed to play out. There's pressure from the ground, and our elected leaders respond. That's actually democracy at its best, and I think he's been very responsive to that.